This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Glad you are listening on this Monday. Lots of stuff going on, including our Braves on a roll after they beat the Red Sox over the weekend. We'll talk more about that and the one thing they need to do right now. That's on the way in 15 minutes. But, Mike, let's talk about our Falcons because a couple of things are happening. And one of them happens to be the Brock Purdy contract, which a lot of people, me, don't necessarily think that the number, all right, and it's a lot of money for Brock Purdy. But the fact that he got this deal, it could be a blueprint for what the Falcons potentially do with Michael Penix. Now, look, if Penix shows like Jaden Daniels has and C.J. Stroud, these guys are going to get their money, okay? Jaden Daniels just had one of the best, if not the best, rookie seasons ever. C.J. Right. did it a couple of years ago. These are the next group of guys that are coming that are a couple of years away. They're still in their rookie deal, so there's no rush. But you know if you can get them a year earlier, Mike, and sign them to that kind of extension in year four versus waiting until after their guaranteed fifth year, that's what most teams are going to do. But Penix, this is going to be the first year, Mike, that he could potentially do that. And if we go to the playoffs, just like with Brock Purdy and the 49ers, and you start to say, okay, is he going to be a franchise guy, which we believe he is? Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant. So this is a great football story. Someday they'll probably make a movie because he makes this, you know, incredible run to become the quarterback. But, Mike, let's talk about this because is this going to be the blueprint for what we're trying to do with Michael Penix?
Well, I mean, you could argue that Mahomes is in a world of his own, that $450 million deal, and Josh Allen's established. But you could look that somewhere between Trevor Lawrence and Brock Purdy's contract is where we're going to be living if Michael Penix Jr. checks all the boxes we think he's going to do in these next 3 years. So going in before that fifth season, we would maybe be looking at a $300 to $325 million contract for Michael Penix Jr., signed by Arthur Blank, and the guaranteed money anywhere between $145 and $175.
Absolutely. And I know that sounds insane, and oh my God, this is the going rate.
Yeah, just apply like a cost of living, if you will, yes, for the next 4 or 5 years of what quarterbacks are making.
Now, here's the other thing about this. Unlike most of our livelihoods, the NFL's bottom line continues to increase exponentially every year. So as crazy as that sounds, we just talked about this, guys. They're putting games on streaming services for $75, $80 million and not even thinking twice about it. So the players and the collective bargaining agreement that they're connected to allows them to continue to see this money go up. So I don't have an issue with that. What I will say about the Purdy deal, unlike Michael Penix, is I think Penix is special in delivering the ball, his accuracy, and his down-the-field deep throws. Brock Purdy, I don't necessarily think he does anything great. And he's had great players around him, and therefore he's gotten his money. But I do think, to Mike's point, this could be the blueprint, and we're going to see how the Falcons handle this. The first thing, though, is Mike, he's got to do something that we haven't done, and that's get us to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. We haven't done that, which got us into this great conversation earlier before we start to talk a little bit about the schedule, because I think a lot of people, when the schedule comes out, you're like, ah! And then you calm down a little bit, and then you realize, okay, this is going to be a little bit tougher than we thought. But, Mike, we said this last hour when we were talking about our Falcons, and that is we are now a draw. We are, I don't want to say must-see TV, mm-hmm. to quote, you know, the 90s NBC theme, but I will tell you that I do think that people are interested in seeing Michael Penix Sunday in and Sunday out.
Look, this is a team that was 6-3. I said it to Carl earlier, regardless of, you know, if you were familiar nationally with what we did with Kirk Cousins' injury situation and everything else, but this was a team that was on rails. There's no way we're not going to make the playoffs at 6-3. We had the advantage in the division. That's a team that's going to be winning, you know, 11, 10 games minimum. Well, now with a tougher schedule, we're going to get some bigger games. We've got those two Sunday nights, the two Monday nights, the Thursday night. We got a 4 o'clock afternoon mm-hmm. game. We got all the juice. I mean, and that is based on, I think, you're going to say just from one game? No, well, Bijan is a brand. Drake is a lesser brand, but Bijan is a bigger brand for fantasy people and the casual fan. But they believe, to your point, of Michael Penix Jr., what you saw in that Sunday night game against the Commanders, they think that's going to be a lot more of that and even better. And that's why we're going to be on TV.
404-726-0929. That is our text line. You can also hit us up, guys, and follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929.
We knew before, you know, you're on vacay when the schedule officially dropped on Wednesday, we all knew who the opponents were. But when you look at it in black and white, you said earlier, man, that is a hard schedule. That's why Vegas has us at 7.5. Do you think we can win 10 games off that schedule?
Well, here's the thing. I thought we could win 10 games last year, and we screwed it up. Coaching, injuries, guys saying they're not hurt when they were hurt.
Right.
We know. But for me to sit here and tell you that there won't be a more explosive offensive potential with what we saw at the end of the season with Michael Penix, I can't lie to you. I think we are going to be more explosive because I think he can deliver the ball in those tight windows that we saw. But more importantly, Mike, he has the arm strength to test opponents down the field. We didn't do enough of that. Go back and look at our 25-plus yard plays down the field in last year's games, even when Kirk Cousins was healthy. So I think we're going to have an explosiveness that we haven't had, maybe since Matt Ryan. With that said, though, the schedule is daunting. And the reason why is because I believe the teams that are going to get better, like I think the Panthers are on the come. It sounds crazy. They weren't that great last year.
They beat us. Made us look how good.
They're on the come.
Look how we made Bryce Young look last year.
It was incredible. But you're talking about playing quarterbacks like Josh Allen. Say what you want. Brock Purdy's going to get a chance to prove it against us. We're talking about Jayden Daniels in a rematch playing the Commanders.
Tua Tagovailoa coming with the Dolphins and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
And, Mike, here's the thing, and I said this. I think one of the most important games could be, and this is if we handle our business at the end of the year when we play the Rams second to the last game. You're talking about an NFC matchup. I think the Rams are a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender.
Look, the Jets have got a pretty good defense. We've talked about this. When you look at what they had on paper – and the weapons they've still got at wide receiver, running back with Breece Hall. If you feel that, do you feel Justin Fields is going to get traction with the Jets with a new head coach and Aaron Glenn and the new look? That's not, I mean, you could look and say, going to New York in cold, nasty weather, Sunday after Thanksgiving, that could be a tough game in and of itself.
Well, here's the
thing.
Like
I'm saying, there's really not a lot of – the Saints are basically our speed bumps, but even that's a divisional rival.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, we should beat them. This is a year I do expect – and I'm saying this early. I expect us to sweep them. They are in complete rebuild mode. And, look, they're long in the tooth on the defensive side. Offensively, you can tell me about Chris Olave and all that. They don't scare anybody because we don't know what the quarterback situation is going to look like. And Spencer Rattler, we saw that last year. If you're telling me Tyler Shook's going to be the next coming of Brady, I'll wait to see. But, Mike, here's the thing for me about this schedule. You talk about Justin Fields. Are the Jets going to allow him to play? Steelers protected him. Right? In a way that they
just never saw. You
know.
Never ever got to see what this guy could be. Now, again, or is that just his limitations? Or is Arthur Smith. Again,
conservative.
Arthur Smith was way too conservative, I thought.
I did too. So, my point with the Jets is, and I said this about Justin earlier, and look, I don't know how good they'll be. They still have a lot of good players there. But Justin's beaten the Falcons the last time, two times he's played us as a Bear and as a Pittsburgh Steeler. So I'm not going to go into that Sunday on November 30th, was that the Thanksgiving weekend,
right.
And just be like, oh, yeah, it's a wrap. But I just feel like the schedule is going to be more daunting. But we do and will have more offensive firepower The question is the defense. And how much more improved is that going to be? Because, Mike, we're not going to be in any of these games if the defense looks like it did last year.
No. And you think about, you know, and the quarterbacks, you know, Baker Mayfield moves around in the pocket. Is Leonard Floyd and the rotation of all the new faces going to be able to keep him under wraps? Bucky Irving is a really good running back.
Yeah,
they've got the best wide, arguably the best wide receiver of this generation now. It really is. They've got him. So, I mean, you go back and you look at the schedule, you say, man, you know, we already know what the kind of high-powered offense the Commanders are bringing. They've added Deebo Samuel. They've added Laremy Tunsil. There's weapons across the board. This is going to be where they had to go get defense, but this defense, for us to win 10 games this year, these guys have got to stop some of the best quarterbacks and some of the high-powered offenses in the league.
And that's getting pressure and also being able to be stout up front in the line of scrimmage, which is an area we haven't been great at. We're talking about stopping the run and doing all that.
Setting the edge, letting the running backs get out and go do their thing outside the hash marks, all that.
Yeah, man. 404-726-0929, talking about what's going on with the Falcons. By the way, I want to ask you this because I don't know who wrote this. Day-Day, who said that they thought David Onyemata was maybe the Falcons' most underrated player? Who put that out there? Because we were talking about prior to Grady, right, being released, we were saying, is there a real possibility of them releasing Onyemata? Now, he's at a very reasonable salary number and certainly a cap hit, which is one of the reasons why they ended up keeping him. But I think he's 32 now. And they were basically saying, you know, listen, the entire defense was down last year. But Onyemata may be one of the most underrated players.
This is the PFF stuff.
Yes, yes. So is that what this was from?
Yeah, Pro Football Focus.
Pro Football Focus talked about it, but Tyler Carmona wrote about it
okay.
for SI. Yes.
Okay, so, Mike, do you buy that? Do you buy that?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's so hard to look at when our defense doesn't stop the run, doesn't really stop the pass, doesn't play complimentary football, and then hard to kind of in a rotation where Onyemata and everybody else, all those other big D tackles that rotate in, along with Grady, how to gauge the impact. But the PFF guys, you know, they have their metrics and they have their numbers. They also think, you know, remember we said Mike Hughes is considered better than average by PFF. It's just hard when you don't generate the heat. It's hard to think of anybody. That's why when people are so, you know, in their bag, and I get it because Grady is a fan favorite and a good dude, but I just felt, was there anyone that was irreplaceable on a defense that bad? And I would chalk up Onyemata in that same category.
Yeah.
So that's with all due respect to PFF. That's when Data gave us this article, I'm like, really?
Hey, well, here's what has to happen, though, Mike, when we talk about Onyemata, you know, if he's going to play, and he is, but I also think that the young guys are going to have to outplay him. And I don't mean that like in a way where, you know, you're having to make a decision. What I'm saying is David Onyemata, if you believe he's one of the most underrated players on this team, that's great. That means he's going to be a lot better this year. But it also doesn't mean that the guys who were expecting to be great just get a break. Like the Rooks and all these guys we've been talking about, Mike, from up and down the line, all those guys have got to be better. It's not just about David Onyemata all of a sudden taking the next step. Again, he's 32. I don't know how good he's going to be this season.
Right. I mean, but again, if you look at him, you know, compared to, you know, the guys like Eddie Goldman,
yes,
former Bear, and Taquan Grant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The guys we rotate them in with, I mean, okay. You know, that's why I asked you preseason, pre-draft, do you feel we need defensive tackle depth?
Yeah. And they didn't. They didn't go there. They feel like the guys we have are going to be able to rotate.
They really believe in Rook. Rook's going to be a house of fire. Maybe you said it. Maybe Zach Harrison, who's maybe built to just kick inside, and that'll be his role.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.